Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, you know what's on each and every heart of those who've joined in this afternoon to worship you, to thank you, to get to know you better. And I pray a blessing on each and every one of my friends who are listening. I pray, Father, that their hearts would just be full to overflowing with love for you, love for one another, for others, and for themselves, to know that they are special to you, Father. Thank you that you are thinking about us every minute of the day, as far as we know, that your thoughts toward us are beyond comprehension. We love you because you first loved us by sending your son, Jesus, to pay the price for our sin. Thank you, Father, for loving us that much to redeem us by the blood of your precious son. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming and being willing to follow after the Father and be obedient. Thank you, Jesus, for your love for us, and that we'll be together with you forever and ever and ever. Thank you, Father, for the hope that you've given us. Thank you that in the power of your Spirit, we have the strength we need to bear up under each and every day. We thank you, Father. We thank you for overcoming power. Father, I just pray today that you'd fill us with rejoicing and thanksgiving, and that we would be just full of love.
God said, build him a house up here in Indian Meadows. I didn't understand how that I could carry out the ministry in Florida and build a church up here and take care of everything. And we have had 72 nursing homes that we went into, sometimes three a day. So I didn't understand why God would pick Pastor Nick and me to build a church up here. But you know, I've learned, as the old song says, we'll understand it better by and by. I don't have to understand.
Amen.
You don't have to understand. Don't get so hung up on trying to figure things out.
Amen.
And do not try to figure God out. God is awesome.
Yeah.
And he never makes a mistake. And even though there might be things that's going on in your life and my life right now, I don't have to have the answer. I don't have to understand it. Because following Jesus, we can have that faith and we can have a spirit to obey whatever God puts in our heart.
Try it.
It didn't make sense to Noah to build a boat out in the middle of a desert.
No.
But he still obeyed God and trusted God, and he had faith that he could do whatever God told him to do.
Amen.
Now, it took him 100 years to build the ark. And sometimes when God gives us something, it may take years. It may take years to see the fruit for our labor. But if you will obey God, if you'll have faith that he's directing your footsteps, the Bible says that the footsteps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. So when you walk in obedience, you walk in faith, you say, Lord, I don't understand it, but I'm going to do everything you tell me to do. Today in the book of John, the 14th chapter, Jesus was talking to his disciples. And he said in chapter 14, I'll read a few verses in the sixth verse. Jesus said unto Thomas, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. I tell you what, Philip said, I don't understand this. Mm-hmm. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. If you show us the Father, then we can understand what you're talking about. But Jesus said unto Philip, he said, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Jesus said, Philip, I know you're not understanding what I'm trying to say to you, but you need to believe that I'm in the Father, and the Father's in me. And if you can't understand that, then look at the work that I do, and that will show that what I'm saying is truth. Now, I want to say to you today, there's a lot of things about Jesus, our Heavenly Father, and even the Holy Ghost that I don't understand. Sometimes, you know, we had vacation Bible school. Had a great week. And you know, we were explaining to them who Jesus was. And you know, it's pretty hard to explain God. In fact, I'll just be honest, I can't explain God. He is the great I am.
Yes.
He said, I am that I am. I can't understand that. I can't understand that God has always been. I can't understand that Jesus has always been. But you know what? I believe what he says. I don't have to understand it because I can see what he's done in my life and many other people's lives.
Amen.
We were in a assisted living in Princeton, West Virginia. And after the service, some of the ladies come up and they said, I really needed this service. It has helped me. And you know, I'm sure that the people in assisted living in nursing homes, they don't understand why they wound up there. But you know, as long as we bring the gospel, as long as we bring the gospel of Jesus Christ into the home, as long as they know that God loves them and that God is taking care of them and that Jesus has a place waiting for them, they don't have to understand. They just need to believe.
That's right.
You need to believe. I need to believe without understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that old song, we'll understand it better by and by. I didn't understand why the Lord took my late wife home when she was 46 years old. And we'd just been in the ministry a couple years. Just started a church in Florida. And it seemed like things was going well. And all of a sudden, we get that death sentence that she has 6 months to live because she has breast cancer. I didn't understand. I didn't understand. God, how could you let this happen?
Yes.
But you know, I trusted God. And sometimes we need to understand when we ask God for something, he'll say no.
Yes.
I asked God to let her live. I didn't understand. I really didn't believe that the Lord would take her home. I was leaning to my own understanding that God would not do that if you're serving Him, that He wouldn't allow something like that to happen. And I'm sure that you've had the same thoughts from time to time. God, how could you let this happen? I don't understand this terrible thing that's going on in my life. I don't understand why children are molested by perverts. I don't understand why people are taking other people's lives. I don't understand why people will do anything to control. They'll step and walk over other people to get what they want. I don't understand all of that. I don't understand why God allows all this to happen. But I believe that God has a plan and a purpose for all of our lives, and we make choices. That's something that we can understand. God says, I'll give you a choice. I'll give you a choice. You can follow me and trust me and believe that I am doing good things in your life, or you can doubt and you can walk away from me and you have to suffer the consequences. So today I understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I understand that Jesus and the Father and the Holy Ghost is one God. I don't understand how that works, but I believe what the Word of God says.
Amen.
And the Word of God says, listen to me today, that we're going to reap what we sow. The Word of God says there's going to be a judgment day. And listen, you may not want to be held accountable in this life, but you will certainly be held accountable in the next.
That's right.
There's eternity out there. There's a heaven and there's a hell. It's not the will of the Father that any should perish, but all would receive everlasting life. But you and me have to, in faith, believe that Jesus is who He says He is.
Amen.
And in faith, we can't understand why God would come to this earth and lower Himself as a man, a human being, come through a virgin's womb. I can't understand why God would do that except one thing. I believe what He says. He came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
You and me, if you're a born-again child of God, we once was lost, but now we're found.
Amen.
And if you're not born again, then you have to make the choice. When you hear this message, what are you going to do with this Jesus? Do you have to understand everything? Or are you going to trust and believe
Amen.
What this Word of God says?
Amen.
I call upon you today. I call upon you today to make that decision.
Amen.
Are you going to receive and do things God's way without having to have it all written down and figuring it out? Or are you going to believe and receive? Are you going to repent? Are you willing to turn from your wicked ways and follow the Lord?
Amen.
Listen, you can't walk both sides of the fence. Jesus said, either be hot or cold. Because if you try to be lukewarm, the Word says He will spew you out of His mouth.
That's right.
And I tell you, I'd rather walk into His arms than be spewed out of His mouth.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so today, as we close, I want to say it's time to quit playing games.
Amen.
Your soul is at stake. My soul is at stake.
Yes.
And I'm going to believe God and I'm going to trust God. And if it don't make no sense, I'm still going to trust God because He is trustworthy.
Amen.
He is the Almighty, great I Am. Amen.
He sure is.
Amen. This old song says, we'll understand it better by and by. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for being with us today. May God richly bless you from all of the windows of heaven. Let them come open. Amen.
Amen.
Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But He'll guide us with His eyes, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by.
Bye for now.